If you are someone with cognitively distinct sense-making, sometimes known as being autistic or ADHD, and you do culture-creating, change-making, world-making work, then typical career ladders, market fit, and industry norms will always devalue what is transformative or unprecedented about your work. For the value of your work to be seen, you first have to see the value of it despite having interacted with systems that didn't see you. This calls you into an emancipated relationship to your own resources, your energy, your time, your focus, your unique insights and gifts, your relationships and your sense of self, where the future impact of your work dictates the terms and your desired standard for how resourced you feel in doing that work in your way is what makes that impact possible. Hi, I'm Louisa Shirey, and I'm on a mission to help you see the value of what you have to offer so that you can make your work recognized, sought after, and highly valued in the world. I call this Valorize. This is the underlying methodology used by visionaries, artists, facilitators, culture workers, creatives, change makers, people who successfully realized unprecedented culture shifting work while being well resourced. In this podcast, I'm showing you what it takes, how this journey feels, some of the common pitfalls along the way, and how you can move past them so that you can replicate this road less traveled and our world gets to be transformed by your work. So I'm talking about the three beliefs that lead to courageous, contagious conviction. You being highly convicted in your work, its value, and how you create it. And the first belief I want to get into is the belief in you. Belief in yourself. I am someone who can create value without self-compromise, without disconnecting from myself, without pushing past my own boundaries, without being something I'm not, right? As I am someone who can create value. I want to revisit the idea that what you desire, what you most value, what you would like to receive comes to you when you are giving something of value into the world that other people want to resource you for, pay you for, recognize you for. But our assumptions are often shaped by what is already valued or what is commonly recognized as something of value, what the value system teaches as this is the way we do it, this is how you fit in, and this is the type of value that is wanted. And so the belief to address is really the assumption that I can't offer things that will be valued without being something I'm not, or without doing things in a way that means I have to leave part of me behind. That value, offering value, creating value, requires some kind of self-compromise. And so doing what feels nourishing and on terms that make it truly sustainable and viable are not possible for me, right? So this idea of I am someone who can create value, this belief, when you don't believe this, and you might not believe it because your past or your current circumstances, your industry, your field, the kind of work that you do, you might have a lot of evidence to suggest that you, as you are, would have to bend or contort to fit in with what is already valued. So when you don't believe that you don't have to do that, you will choose accordingly, right? You will only notice the decisions that fit with the idea that no, you have to compromise on some level. And it's very subtle, but it's many layers of second guessing your own desires, your own values, your own needs, and placing them below what is expected of you in order to try and get something, right? To receive money, a wage, being valued in the work you do. And so this relationship with external expectation, like the external expectation has to come above me, above what works for me, above what is energizing and rewarding and meaningful for me, is draining as fuck. Because you learn, oh, it's going to require resources. It's going to require me to give my resources, like my internal resources, energy, time, effort, attention, focus, right? It's going to require things of me. It's going to cost me, but without real replenishment. It's going to empty me without putting back in me, right? And there's a short-term gain, right? And sometimes we're in a position, right, where you just have to go for the short term and you just have to do what's necessary. But as a long-term way of living, and even as a short term, when you don't see the value that you have to offer as you, it means that you, the kind of decisions and choices that you make are not investing back in you, are not resourcing you in those choices. So consider where your energy is going, where your time is spent, where your attention and your focus, your mental bandwidth, right? Your commit, what you committed to, what are you even desiring? Where do those point to? And does that nourish you? Does it, in doing it, in giving those things, feel like you're being more of yourself? Does it resource you in giving it? And the orientation instead is often what is expected here, what is rewarded, what am I supposed to be and do? What are other people doing that's working for them? How do they present their work? What does their website look like, right? How can I be like that? Looking for, oh, what's the sort of in-crowd way of being that I need to replicate? And therefore, I'll be seen, recognized as offering something of value. So essentially, trying to fit in, trying to be the same as everyone else, right? Boring. Boring and also leading to a lower quality of life because you're not getting the feedback, you're not getting the fulfillment from your energy investment that, yes, you are seen, you are recognized. What you have to offer that is specific to you matters, means something, is valued. And so if your choices are really from the place of, oh, I don't get to choose me, I have to choose something else first. I am not someone whose way of being or who I am leads to my work being valued. Thinking that you need to extract more, overcompromise more in order to create more value is going to have you pulling back from that. Especially if that has come into your relationship to what you most want, what you desire, what your dreams are, then it can feel like, oh, for me to go after my dreams, I'm going to have to do more on an already full plate. I'm going to have to extract more from myself in order to create that. I'm going to have to leave parts of me at the door because I can't bring my full self. So there's a resistance in that. Part of you doesn't want to do that. And going after that will have you exposing yourself to that resistance over and over again, thinking that you need to earn more, create more success by pushing past what your body is saying, pushing past your limits. And what that creates is a disconnection in you. It creates burnout. Repeat exposure to your inner resistance is burnout. And so believing that you can create value as you are without leaving parts of you behind, like really as your whole self, without compromising your nature, your sense of wholeness, this belief changes everything. When you believe that you can create value as you are, as who you are, you make wildly different choices. And you're not reliant on what's in front of you as to what you need to be, right? It's a different orientation to what do I want to give? What do I most value giving? Most people will not ask themselves to go for a life in which they are the designer of their life, they are the boss. Because it asks you to feel things that most people don't want to feel on a regular basis. But what it doesn't ask you to feel is burnout. The feelings it asks you to feel when you are designing your life, when you know that you can create value as you are, and are making choices accordingly, the feelings that come with that are the kind of feelings that come when you're choosing to set your own terms in life, right? Responding to the circumstances of what your life is like right now with an above expectation level of responsibility for that life. As in, this is not it. I don't want it to be this way. Maybe it shouldn't be this way. Maybe there are unfair things about what you're facing. It is this way. So now what? What am I going to do about it? And this requires feeling things that come with doing things that are not socially normed, that maybe you've never done before. Maybe you don't have guarantees for. There's no track record, either in your life, maybe in your upbringing, your lineage, right? Maybe it goes against some conditioning that said, you don't get to have that, you don't get to be that, do that. And so there's a level of discomfort, there's a level of going against the grain, like facing the wind, that for most people, it's not worth it enough to be the one to choose at that level, to take up that amount of choice. For most people, comfort with what is, with how things are, is worth more. And we're very facilitated, right, to choose comfort, to choose distraction, entertainment, doing what's normalized. And so this is why people who do extraordinary things, like extraordinary, beyond ordinary, no matter where their starting point, it's often a response to a high degree of either discomfort with the way things are, or a high level of awareness that that comfort could be taken away, right? That none of it can be taken for granted. Like an awareness of the fragility of life, the fleetingness of life, the ways in which unexpected things happen to us. We don't know what's coming. And so we can't necessarily leave things up to other people, and being willing to decide, I'm going to give my life the best chance it has, right? I'm shaping it. I'm responsible. I'm choosing. But also there are normalized benchmarks for what your life is supposed to look like, right? Am I socially measuring up? Am I being just enough to be accepted, but not too much that I'm standing out? So the benchmark about what you're willing to settle for is often just what's normalized by your environment, by the people around you, as the benchmark of what you're supposed to be, but is not necessarily your standard, not necessarily your choice, your taste, your desire. And so choosing, deciding, I am choosing my own standard, I'm setting my own bar, and I'm worthy of doing what it takes to create that. I'm worthy of going through what it feels like to create that. I'm worthy of becoming who I'll have to become in terms of the level of commitment, the level of willingness to stand out, the level of consciously choosing things that are hard, knowing that it's not the same hard as burnout. It's not the same hard as feeling unseen. It's not the same hard as pouring yourself into things that don't give back to you. Deciding for yourself, this is the standard, this is the bar I want to set, and then choosing it does something, creates energy in you for that thing, because it's you making a commitment with you. It's like you speaking with inner you and saying, yes, you matter, I value you above all else. It's you deciding to nourish you, express you, go for what you desire. And what opens the door of that being possible is choosing to believe I can create value as my whole self without contortion and disconnection. I can take my desire for what I want to contribute seriously. I can be that self-expressed. I can turn that insight into a trade. I can bring what I thought was a disadvantage as the reason why people want what I have to offer. Every single one of my clients in Flare House is doing this to a degree, right? Taking what was a thing about them that they had thought was a drawback and understanding, no, this is something that I bring that is transformative, that is a new perspective on a status quo, that is an insight that is rare. And it means their work is disruptive. It's change making just by them choosing it. just by existing, it reveals other options for people, right? There's a kind of concentrated value in that. And they also choose me because I'm not a bland, vanilla, run-of-the-mill coach, right? I don't have photos of me on my website holding a coffee mug next to a laptop and being super relatable, right? So the things that you think you have to hide or leave behind are crucial to what you're here to create and to contribute and be of service to. And claiming that is a game changer, especially in this world of digital representation, right? Knowing who you are, being able to be that, claim that is hugely compelling. And I'm not talking about commodifying your identities, right? I'm not saying the identity labels that you might put after your name, right? I'm talking about something much more nuanced, specific, like you are the only you on this earth. You are the only you that ever existed. And well, we don't know for sure, but that will ever exist. So imagine yourself seen by people who want your work because it's you. Who is that self? And is it an idealized version of you? Like, is it one day when I have the right clothes or hair, when I've been approved by higher ups, when I have the right website? Or is it you right now? Who is it that you think you have to be? The ideals and values of what is common, what is normalized, what is already proven success, these seep into the imagination, can mean that we create these false personas and a false self-image that kind of blunts your edges, right? It pretends that you aren't as specific and as you are. But the actual you, as you are, is far more interesting, far more connecting than posing. Most people are posing. Most people are believing that they can't just be who they are and that that will be enough. So this is really about, I have things to give as I am, blooming where you're planted. I can be this specifically me. I can decide and choose and believe what my body has to say. I can create the thing that I'm most compelled, most excited, most desiring to create in the world. And if that means doing things differently, it means I'm revealing another way. It's another way that I can lead on. I can show, no, this too has value. Which leads us to the next belief, which is believing that other people want it too, which I'll get to in the next episode. For now, if you're enjoying Valorize, please subscribe, share it with someone you know, post it on your socials and tag me, and I'll talk to you on the next one.